That was Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker on 88.5 KNKX.
Yeah, that's PJ Colino, our special School of Jazz guest DJ. He's a 14-year-old freshman from Seattle Academy. He plays alto sax there, a band under the direction of Matthew Frost. PJ Colino, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Let's get to know our guest DJ. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I started playing the piano in early elementary school, kindergarten. My sister played clarinet. My dad played the tenor saxophone through his childhood and at Drake University in their jazz band. I was going between saxophone, clarinet, and trumpet. And since we had a couple clarinets in our house, my sister and my dad both knew how they worked. That was the default. I always liked saxophones, and once it came to sixth grade, I played in the junior jazz at Hamilton International Middle School, and I wanted a bigger, louder instrument to make my name on, and I was like, I'd rather play alto than tenor at that point and get a more predominant role in the band. From then on, I just fell in love with how compact it was, the sound that came from it, and how it fits in with the ensemble.
Now, we've got some fantastic ensemble playing in the show tonight. PJ Colino's brought some Count Basie band, some Maynard Ferguson. We're going to hear from Ellington and Mingus and a Dizzy Gillespie big band later. And up next, Benny Goodman.
I've had a deep connection with the clarinet. It wasn't till eighth grade that somehow I stumbled upon Benny Goodman. To me, he's the epiphany of clarinet playing.
And we've got one from Benny, a song for the world champion Chicago Cubs up next.
This is Chicago by Benny Goodman on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Ever felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You never know how many dreams I dream about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, ba-ba-ba-boo time. Oh, yeah!
You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News.
That was Summer Samba by Walter Wanderly Band on 88.5 KNKX.
And you're listening to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight, PJ Colino. A terrific set of jazz there with Miles Davis and the gang doing Doxy. And boy, that was some sweet Satchmo. Louis Armstrong singing It's Been a Long, Long Time. Something about that Louis Armstrong voice. I mean, it's not a pretty voice, but I don't know. What would you say, PJ?
He doesn't have the nicest voice, but somehow it's just warm. It welcomes you in, and you just want to keep listening to it. And in jazz, especially in soloing, improvising, you can add your own mix of what you want to do. Add some sweet notes if you want to gliss up to a note, if you want to bend something. And the idea that you have the power and the community around you will accept what you do, you can really explore new things. People like Louis Armstrong, they weren't born that talented. They were able to explore new fields, new things they can try. And that's something that's really important to me.
The young jazz philosopher PJ Colino is here, our School of Jazz guest DJ. And up next, we've got a terrific flute solo within the big band ensemble. What is this next tune, PJ?
This next tune is Fun Time by Count Basie here on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX.
That was Chameleon by Maynard Ferguson on 88.5 KNX. KNKX.
And that's PJ Colino. He's our School of Jazz guest DJ. He's a freshman alto sax player at a Seattle Academy. He's dabbled with the clarinet and the piano and the tenor sax too. And maybe one of these days a little bit of flute as well. Great to have you here, PJ. That last tune preceded by Sonny Rollins doing St. Thomas. Really fun. Thanks for bringing in Maynard Ferguson. Such a rock edge to that song. And it makes me wonder, are you strictly a jazz nerd or do you like other types of music too?
If you were to look at my playlist, you would ask me what's wrong with you because I have everything from outlaw country to rap and hip-hop to your classic Louis Armstrong, Charlie Parker.
It sounds like you've got some good teachers who are telling you to listen to everything. Do you remember one of the first teachers that made an impression on you?
The first teacher that really just struck home with me was my middle school teacher, a man by the name of Dan Rowe. He was the concert band director, and then later he directed the jazz band at Jane Addams Middle School. That's where my love of jazz really blossomed. He introduced me to all the little things and to people I can listen to, and he being a fantastic trumpet player himself, when he played along, it really gave me an idea of what I can do and what jazz is really about.
Now, you mentioned all the little things, and there are a crazy lot of little things that go into being a musician, and especially when you've got to deal with reeds.
Yeah, reeds and mouthpieces. A fellow by the name of Bob Carpenter, he made a mouthpiece for me on the alto saxophone, and I don't think I've sounded better. He's kind of been a mentor through what saxophone is about. A mouthpiece is a big reason, big part of the sound on the saxophone, and he just did an incredible job on the one I'm playing on. Big shout out to him.
Now, you're at the Seattle Academy. The director of the jazz band there is Matthew Frost, and there's also a saxophone coach.
Both of them, Matt Frost and Kate Olson. The idea of high school jazz, they've really made it quite special. On a daily basis, Matt Frost, really fun, really smart. He can play the trumpet, he can play the saxophone, and he really knows how to work with people to get them better. And Kate Olson, my saxophone coach, she takes saxophone to another level that I haven't heard that much in person. And to see it right in front of your eyes and then try to match it, that's really helpful.
Are there any tips that you've gotten from any of your instructors that you are like, this is the exercise I really need to work on? I've got to be practicing this all over and over and over again.
To everybody listening out there, as bad as it is, play your scales. I hate them. But just in improvising, it always flashes back all the blues scales, all the concert scales, the Mixolydian, all these, they just flash back to you while you're up there.
In this next set, we're going to hear Jeep's Blues, the incredible live track from Duke Ellington's band. But first, a classic Duke Ellington tune from a different band leader. Tell us about this next song.
Next up is Take the A-Train by Charles Mingus here on KNKX 88.5. Thank you. You're listening to 88.5 Connects, KNKX.
Thank you.
That was John Coltrane playing Naima on 88.5 Connects, KNKX.
You're listening to Evening Jazz. I'm Abe Beeson, and that's our School of Jazz guest DJ, PJ Colino. DJ, PJ, so freshman from Seattle Academy, alto sax player out there. PJ, you put on a great show tonight. We've got time for one more song, but I did want to get into the idea of seeing live jazz and seeing musicians play. And I guess you had what I now would envy, to get a chance to go as a teenager to New York City and get to a jazz club. And I guess it was quite a night. Tell us about it.
I was in New York City because my grandparents live out on Long Island, and we were in the city for a couple nights, and somehow my dad found that they were playing a Louis Armstrong reenactment band up at Birdland. Once he told me that, I was like, we're going. That was one of the most incredible live performances I've ever seen. Because you hear this person like Louis Armstrong that you see, that you can hear on videos, that you can hear on the radio, and then to suddenly see like a live representation right in front of you, it kind of shows you that real people are doing this. It puts it into context that maybe you can do this, and that really got me back into playing jazz.
PJ Colino, our School of Jazz guest DJ, thank you so much for being here. Of course, you can get the whole scoop on our School of Jazz at the website, schoolofjazz.org.
One final tune by my hero, Charlie Parker. This is a ballad, If I Should Lose You, here on KNKX 88.5. Mm-hmm.